Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, bitches, I'm back. No fancy fucking music right now. We don't have a ton of time since that dumb bitch took some of it. I don't even know how much time we have left. He took out so much. He took out some of my day, too. Y'all, there is so much to my life that doesn't get told on the radio. I'm so sorry that you even had to hear that, but what you heard was someone trying to make me a victim, and it's not working. But he kind of played right into my hands, because I knew he was watching and listening. And I'm pretty sure he drilled a hole into the wall outside of my window and put a listening device into my wall, it looks like. So we're going to have someone come look at that and see what's in there, because that's fucking weird. And that wasn't there before. You guys, I'm so sorry. If there was anything that Tress has taught me, one of the things that I love to do is play the bad player. Like, I make bad decisions. What can you do, right? Are you going to let me make those bad decisions? Are you going to advise against them? Are you going to watch me make them and plot against me? So, I played him in chess. I made a bunch of stupid moves, even though I could have shown off, you know, what I could do in a few. But that's not the point. I'm figuring out my opponent. You can tell a lot about a person in chess. If they're your opponent and they care about you and the decisions that you make, they're going to advise you. If there's someone that's supposedly supposed to even be, even if they're not on the opposing team, sometimes they're, a lot of times, they're on the same team as you, but they're parading. If the enemy parading are online, so when I played, I made a ton of bad moves, which, of course, anyone see that, see me, I would have saw him making these moves and be like, are you sure about this? You know what's going to happen, right? Did you plan for that? I would advise. I would watch, you know? He just sat there. You'll learn a lot from a Guatemalan Jew, let me tell you, especially one that's not a native Jew and just took on their Jewness. Because they're extra Jewy. They're more Jew than a Jew needs to be a Jew. It's ridiculous. And I just found out that I have Jew in me! So you must really be mad. Oh, me. So, I'm so sorry about what y'all heard, but it seems, yet again, idiot. My first name was given to my mom by a very powerful woman with a very powerful voice. She handed down that name to my mom because she had a good voice. Now, my mom still retains that voice. She can get anyone to do basically anything on a good day over the phone. You would never know that she's in her 60s. Her voice is timeless. Ageless, really. My first name, which I shouldn't say on the radio, because I'm Zenry. But know this, it's a very popular drink, and only to those who know it can say it. But if you go down to Miami, you'll see my name on billboards everywhere. What you heard today was someone failing, trying so hard. Did it ever occur to you when you were pretending to be me writing him that I haven't seen him in years and this was going to backfire on you and look really bad in court because inevitably it was you who, before I could even do it because you assaulted me, not the other way around, but you were so not worried, right? So you went ahead and did that. Because you've made death threats to your family, too. You know, I should have just left me alone, dude. And he had to bring his name into it. Well, you guys We already saw. We saw all this. We called it. Like I said, I love chess. One of my favorite games. I don't play it with very many. Only those who I choose to play chess with are those who I really want to know who and what they are. Because you learn a lot from playing chess. And just apply that shit to life. Apply that same shit to life. I knew that he would call today. I knew that he was still following, still doing shit. And I'm so glad that Thomas was nice enough to even still talk to me after. Because now I know. And he's like, I know it's not you because I haven't seen you in years. So did it ever occur to you while you were busy screwing around and trying to make her find out that I was doing it that maybe I really hadn't seen him and now you just made it look really bad? Well, huh? On both of y'all. I mean, yeah, oh no. And back to my name. Many have tried. Oh, they've tried. Many have tried to take me down, keep me down, destroy me. It doesn't work. I get my one day of mental illness, sure. Everyone deserves that, especially if you guys would even know. What and the fucked up part is he was part of that and knew and looked me in the face as my friend. And those are the worst times. But I'm bad. Well, I got you writing people pretending to be me, trying to convince them that I'm doing stuff with them. And it's so bad and blatant because I haven't seen him in years that now I can unequivocally point fingers. Now I can start telling banks, I think I know where money's going. You want some names? Now I get to finish the rest of my investigation. Y'all, my book is gonna be amazing. And that's a fucked up thing, too, because I have a radio show. I brought an audience to my life, and it was a year only. And unbeknownst to me, I was already made a victim yet again, and I hate the fucking word. Because I'm not. I'm definitely a warrior. I am a gangster pirate queen, and no one's been able to take me down yet. No, not yet. I don't go down easily. And, you know, if I somehow end up back in prison, and I end up back in prison, I'll survive. I'm not going to run from it or try and kill myself or sail and do all the crazy shit that you said you're going to do because you don't want to go back to prison. But you were a pinster, right? You had it so easy, but you don't want to go back? Sounds like someone was getting bent over to me. That's what it looks like now, anyway, to me. You're so busy trying to put something on me that you just dug yourself into a bigger hole. I've just been sitting here watching, waiting, listening, watching, and waiting, and listening. And it is literally unfolding exactly. That's my favorite part of the fucking world when we met. The ones that you laughed so violently at. And I shook my head because I saw everything unfold. But see, I had to let it because it closes a huge coffin door. My name's Jackson. So, yay. For triumphant women of 2021, of color, by the way, because not only, I mean, girls, we need it, we need that, but women of color right now, they need to own it, they deserve it, they're working hard for it, we're seeing it, black excellence, everybody should, you know what, hold on, let me put on my applause, bitch. And that's another thing, too, I'm pretty sure fucking Sammy's a racist, and not like that. Yeah. Black excellence, bitch! Peek-a-boo! Yes, that was a long, necessary applause, motherfuckers. Long, necessary applause. For, yes, exactly. For females everywhere, but black women especially. I am not a black woman. I have black in me. Not enough to be, like, on paper. But it's in my family tree. And it's very in Matilda. So I'm very about black excellence. And I'm just about brown people, period. All people, don't get me wrong. I'm not that racist. I just hate other racists, I guess. I'm a racist against racists. Don't get me wrong. I will help anyone. That's not what I'm about. If your car's broken down, even if you have a Trump sticker, I guess I'll help you. What would Jesus do? You know, not what a Republican does, I'll tell you that. So, I don't know, y'all. I brought this audience into my life this year, and unbeknownst to me that this was going to be such a ride that it already has been, and you guys don't even know all of it. You had been kept mostly in the dark, and even myself, because even I had no idea that I was even going through it at first. But it wasn't. If it wasn't for a little iPhone that was getting pushed on me, I would have never known. So, for some of that male pushy chauvinistic shit, thanks for that. Because it did shove me in a direction to where, all right, iPhone did tell me there was a malicious app on my computer. Now, who put that app on my computer? Oh, you love it. In 2018, somebody went on my computer, looked up on my computer, what a dumb motherfucker, how to put a file on my computer. See how dumb this is? Like, you idiot. You literally Googled it on my computer. How to do this. And left it on my computer. I found it. What? No. Are you kidding me? And this was simply missed because I was busy working 3 jobs, going to school, trying to take care of my kid. What the fuck was he doing? Busy trying to see what the fuck's going on in my computer. Well, did it help you? Because you sure as hell didn't pay no goddamn bills. And it doesn't help you in the end because I'm going to definitely come out on top when it comes to this. This shit ain't happening. And this is why I'm starting the foundation that I'm starting with. If you guys caught the past couple of weeks in technology and stuff like that on the past episodes that aren't tarot, we've been divulging on technology, all this shit. Give it a listen. You're going to want to hear this shit because we are so loose with our own securities and just in our own families, on our computers, on our phones. Like your boyfriend, you think it's okay that he has your password, essentially? Of course, you're not doing anything wrong, right? What happens when he doesn't like you anymore? Well, now he has access to your shit. Let me tell you guys, ladies, gentlemen, beings of all sorts, one of my biggest things that I've learned in this life, and I've been homeless, not homeless, rich, not rich. Fucking, I've had it all, man. I've been a lot of places, done a lot of things. I'm going to tell you what I've learned. Manny, give me that. Come here. Thank you, baby. Well, of course, she takes all proceedings. Whatever I was going to say is now gone. Because it went all into looking at what she's doing. Well, I mean, like I said, I think I was saying, Maddie, you just make my mind go crazy. She makes me, like, I just forget everything that I'm doing about what I'm doing about myself and just kind of like when I go to her, I just completely forget everything I'm doing. Maddie, what was Mommy saying? Oh, yeah. Foundation, why we're doing this. If there's anything that I've learned, one of my biggest things. Thank you, baby, for reminding me. Good job. Never let anybody be the one that pays your rent. Gets that rent check to where it needs to go because they're taking that money and they're going to hold on to it. And then they're going to do to you what Dara tricked Andrew into doing, because after she convinced him that I cheated on him and left him for another man and that wasn't true, she, and he's an idiot, this moron, oh, God, I gave him way more credit than he deserved. So he follows this dumb white bitch who convinces him, knowing she tricked me to leave my house. We had this big house. She wanted my boyfriend for some reason, even though we were terrible. Hey, we were exactly what you described, Thomas. What Jason and Stephanie was, definitely, we were that. Just not supposed to be. You know, even so, he followed her to a fucking apartment. She took his money. She put it all in his name, too, this dumb bitch. This bitch done took this nigga money and left him with nothing, and then has the audacity to tell him, Raya bad. Remember, don't go back to her, okay? What? You just fucked this man's life up. You literally took any sort of family from him that he could have had. And he was already a messed up fucking dude to begin with. And I had a lot to work with from then on. And that's another thing. Nobody should be making fucking excuses for anybody's bullshit. You don't like them? Don't deal with them. Red flags are red flags. Now go back, and I'm going to bring this episode. I'm going to just bring it up. I'm going to bring it up front just so everybody can see it, because red flags, green flags, yellow flags, black flags, all them shit, we're not paying attention. But we should, because our kids do, and we learn our environment. We do that inherently. Like, if your grandpa thinks, well, black people shouldn't be this and that, and in my day, we didn't marry those kinds. Well, it's fucking 2020, motherfucker. But now, and you've inherently made every person in your fucking family line racist inherently, that they don't even know that they're being fucking racist because they don't agree with the fucking Pope. Because the Pope is so Christ-like that it's not quite Christ. What? It's going on! Am I the only person seeing this? Come on! I am not the only radio show! Fucking, I can't be! No, there's no way! No way! Nah! Or if it. But if so, that's why I'm here. That's why I did it. I got tired of getting kicked off the internet, thrown off Facebook, put in jail, whilst the president's supposed, air quotations, can incite riots, cause death, and leave us desolate with fucking COVID-19, but still be considered a fucking triumphant king by who? Who? Fucking morons. Oh, my God, you guys, did you catch that episode? I played it on there. Please, Donald Trump, I hope you got a plan. He didn't have a plan in the first place, bitch, besides taking your money and leaving, which is what he did. And you let him! Why are you so basic? Why, America? Why is it that you're like the basic white female? Like, you are the epitome. Like, you are what I think of. Okay, so when I think of America, and I got people listening from all over the world, and I ask them, what do you think about my country? Like, you know, what are your thoughts? They have better feelings for my country than I fucking do. And I don't know how to tell them if it's how to tell them why, then I think they're wrong. But, you know, we all have problems in our own countries, of course. But here's the thing. I'm not about, like, you know, human suffering and killing people or pieces of land. So I've been, you know, called anti-Semite, whatever. Well, it turns out I'm part Jew, motherfucker. So I just don't think that anybody should be dying over some dumb fucking shit that don't fucking matter. But, you know, they kind of have no choice. So I don't blame you guys for what you are told or what you think or what you think you need to think or what you think you need to tell us when we ask you. If America's great to you, I hope it has good reasons. Because right now in India, where my friend Shetty's from, and yes, Dara, bitch, I know you're fucking listening. You have to be listening to my show, ho, because I am popular in Oklahoma. Now, this bitch, let me tell you, we need more hours for this show. Just one day, one, it's not enough. Like, literally, I should just leave this on from the time I wake up till when I go to bed. Because if it's not a random freak out because I asked her to pick up some toys or use the potty, there's some fucking douchebag trying to tell me what to do with my body. And who's it doing with? No. 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 Annoying. Why do we allow this in our lives? What the fuck is wrong with us? Why? What are you guys even good? I have some really good dude friends, and even Thomas isn't a bad fucking dude. But most of y'all are pretty pointless. Like, what do we even need you for? My God. I literally, there is more drama coming from surrounding one dude that I know right now. And it's all because of one text that I found on Messenger on his tablet, which I foresaw when I got that bitch in the mail. When I set it down on my table, I saw that shit happen. I fucking told him, no white bitches in your DMs. You know what's going to happen? Fucking happen. And he tried to lie to my goddamn face. Oh, I'm just seducing her for your dad? Okay, so what kind of person helps their fucking dad cheat? A bad person, right? Yeah. It don't make any goddamn sense. So then why would anyone want to fucking be dealing with you, be around you, have business deals? He tried to get me to convert my a business with him. I already have a business name, and that's the only reason, that and the fact that his uncle didn't want anything to do with him no more. Well, you seem to be running out of coattails to hang on to, Sammy. And we are going to find out exactly who my family is. Sigh. It's so annoying, and it doesn't play out as fast as I would like it to. Like, now I'm just like, all right, can we get it on? Let's go, let's go, let's go. You're boring, you're boring, you're boring. Let's get to the good parts. Get to the good parts. Yeah. The good part is where you're going to realize exactly what I told you the first time when I told you. My dad is this person. My mom is this person. My family has been known here as pretty much as long as your family has. Why your family is well known and why mine's too different. So just know that it is because you're allotted that you are even here in the same county as me right now. It's because you're allotted, because I allow it. You know, you'd never listen to me sometimes. And I kept trying, because I don't like tooting my own horn. Like, I hate being that person. Like, you didn't realize? Like, we have a lot of pull in this town. This was a very bad thing for you to do, to try. And the fucked up thing is, what worked out badly for you was the fact that you counted on that I was going to be like your girlfriend, Samantha. Nope, I'm lazy as hell. And also, apparently, Thomas and I never had sex to begin with. He's like, no, I would remember that. I was like, what? No, he tried to give me head, and I got awkward and weird. I wouldn't let him, and I left. It was many years ago, so I literally thought it was someone else because it was so long ago. And fuck, people have sex. So, you know, you do it. You're listening. You're on the show. You're listening to the show. You're having sex somewhere. You had sex at some point. And if you shook a hand, that hand had a dick in it at some point. So, snap, snap, everyone. Get it together. Anyhow, so turns out Thomas and I never had sex to begin with back in 2017. And I don't know what these two said to each other. He said he played with him when he was drunk, and I don't blame him because he kept harassing him and calling him. And he was literally writing him under my Facebook and my Instagram, and he's like, I've kept all of this. And I was like, thank you. He's like, yeah, keep all of the threads. I'm like, bro, I am going to throw the thread between he and I public as fuck. Every teeny detail. Because unlike you, I don't have to delete my text while you're reading it to try and convince you anything. But you literally fucked yourself on so many levels. This was just, well, a bad idea. Listening to Andrew was a bad idea, too. Because he's not a native from here, and he should have known better stepping into my turf to begin with. Oh, that's the whole reason I brought him here. See, men like to think they're in control of everything, right? And you just let them. You let them think they're in control. If you got a good man, he'll never steer you wrong. If you got a bad man on your hands, you're going to have a very female problem. These types of dudes are so girly and so needy. It's unreal. Like, I would imagine a woman pretending to be me, like, to try and see if I was having sex with someone because they wanted to catch me cheating. That's a woman thing. Okay. So you didn't take into the account that I actually haven't seen this person. So now this whole idea where you did this court thing on me, see, we only have 90 seconds left, and you destroyed my entire show for the day. But you know, that's what guys do sometimes. They try and ruck your life. But it is up to us, right, people? And that's men, too. Women do the same shit, and that's what I'm talking about. This is female motherfucking problems. Why am I having female problems with a boy? I don't do this. Like, yes, I took his phone. Oh, yes. The phone that he handed me was not the one. It was not the one. And he had Facebooks and names that I would have never guessed. And they were so real and so well thought out. And so already there. This is such a female thing to do. But this is a Gemini. Never trust a Gemini. Like, he's turned, like, poor Sean. He turned himself against himself. Poor guy. He had him so manipulated, and he tried to get me to do it. It's not going to happen because I wasn't going to do that. I was seeing Sammy only, and I told him that. But Sammy was busy seeing a female. So every time he would try and set me up, and you know, the whole time I just thought, well, this is weird. Why would he say this to me? This is not like him. But now, remembering, and if a guy ever tells you this, it's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust them. or guys around you. Sure, why not? Okay, normal. Sure, why not? But when it gets to the point to where they're controlling everything and aspect, and then try and manipulate, like he tried to make it look like what he was saying was right, that my friend couldn't be trusted because he was male. And even though I had already been friends with him, we went to school together prior to years of college, like I had already known this dude. We had started a show together before I even met Sammy. Like, but he already knew Sammy too. So they grew up together. So I didn't go to the school that they went to. I was very lucky, I would say. I'm so glad I didn't, because this, y'all fucking, your graduating class must have been sad. Because, man, y'all bitches are dumb.
I don't know. It's weird.
But apparently everybody knows everyone here, everywhere, and if you use drugs like meth, then everybody knows everybody. Every meth user, apparently, and I'm not a meth user, so I don't know this stuff. I wouldn't know where to get it. I wouldn't know this person, that person, all this crazy. But he fucking did. And I never really thought, well, he's talking to Sammy, this is probably a bad idea. Never thought that. I didn't realize that Sammy was literally plotting against both of us at the same time. Because he's so busy trying to get something on someone else so hardcore and have something to hold over someone else's head. Like, this is just a bad business is no business, bruh. So, I don't know. It's crazy. All I say, never let nobody fucking have the keys to your house, your phone. Never let a nigga pay for your phone. If he bought you a phone and it ain't in your name, no, honey, no. Get that shit out, because it is not for your best interest. It is control. If a man wants you to have a phone for your best interest, he will buy you the motherfucking phone. It will come with no fucking nothing, and you will be the one to put it in your motherfucking name. Not none of this shit. Oh, my God. Literally was a setup, but I let it happen, you know, because we foresaw that. And it went exactly how I thought it was going to, which, sadly, it was very sad. But, you know, sometimes bad things need to be weeded out, right? So, sometimes it takes the right person to pluck us out of our place, if you will. Sometimes it's the right person that makes you not untouchable anymore. They'll never learn, right? I don't know. I don't know if they ever will. I'll tell you what I learned. I'm totally a man. I don't feel like I need to put my vagina everywhere. Is that weird? I don't need to have penises flopping at my face to be okay. I can work a regular job, whether it be $5 to pick up poop on the ground. I'm going to be the best poop scooper you ever had, because I work. Bitch will work. I have a kid. No excuse. Work. I'm also Hispanic. So, no, we going to work. I don't know. It's weird. I'm still, this shit is still dawning on me that this shit happened today on my fucking show. You killed my entire radio show today, asshole. Oh, my God, this should have been a day of celebrating black woman excellence, and you had to bring yourself into this. Idiot! And you played right into my fucking hand. It's like you just, remember when you're like, you're so smart, but you're so fucking stupid? That was you leaving a calling card and telling on yourself. Every time you told on yourself in little details, I left them and put pins in them. Remember how I tell you, can we put a pin in this and come back to it? You ever pay attention to anything I say to you? I used to tell you, I'm putting all these things together. You don't make it any easier on you. You know, you're trying to say that I'm this, that, and the other. But when the cops came to my house to deliver that supposed little, and it didn't go through anyway, I still have to go to court over it because they didn't believe you. They laughed. And they were like, can we ask you why? I was like, he was nice. Isn't that sad? I'm 36. He was nice. Well, he was. He treated me like a lady. He wasn't a dick. He didn't try and push himself on me. He knew exactly what I didn't like. He knew to look for those things. He knew how to study me already. And this tells you what kind of a predatory person. Like, we do not pay attention to these things because, as I say it on the show all the time, lonely hearts attract monsters. And they do. Well, my heart's not that lonely. I have seen the depths of loneliness, you guys, and I'm just not feeling that anymore. It hasn't been for years. I live for my child. I get her to where she needs to be. Once she turns 18 and can make stupid fucking decisions, even against my advisement, then I've done my job. But until then, I live my life one plank at a time and one wave at a time, exactly every twist and turn that is handed to me. I don't do it always gracefully, but I don't think a lot of people would in my situation. But as I say, you get stuck. Not always your fault, but you stay stuck, that's definitely on you because there's always a way up, even if you have to make your own shit out of the sand around you, which I have done. So if you are finding yourself in a time where you feel defeated, you feel sad, you feel alone, you feel any sort of anything but happiness, let me tell you right now, you will be fine. You will wake up tomorrow as much as you hate it, and years from now, you'll remember this. You'll look back, and you'll be fond of it. You'll remember who you are. You'll remember who got you there. You'll remember who didn't get you there. Just remember those types of people are all around you. They're in your families. They're people that they call your friends. Yeah. Just because someone smokes a blunt with you doesn't make them your friend. Trust me, guys, I've had really good friends, but they would change their demeanor as soon as they got drunk. Yeah. So you never know. You never know who to trust, but always try and remember to trust yourself. Second-guessing happens. I did it several times on a test today, knowing the answers, and I still tricked myself into it. It's something that we just do, and it's something that you have to train yourself out of. I don't know. I want to tell you, if you're a cutter, if you've tried to commit suicide, if you have committed suicide and it didn't work and you find yourself in despair, trust me, guys, when I tell you, I've tried and I even died before and I've come back. And let me tell you, hell and heaven, not a thing. Limbo definitely exists. You don't know that you're fucking dead, and when you wake back up, it's like being asleep. You don't know that you're fucking dead. But limbo does exist. You will remember that you were there, and you will remember the leaving and the coming part. You will remember that vividly. It will stay with you for the rest of your life. The spirit is real. The materials around us, maybe not so much. These are all time constraints, everything. All this is all man-made to, well, fit our narrative for the time. I don't even know if my episode is going to keep playing, but it looks like it is. It hasn't ended it on the phone, so we're going to keep going. Because just like, what do you say today? You're still beating a dead horse. Well, were you not beating that dead horse when you were riding my friend, pretending to be me, not realizing that I haven't seen him in years, and now this is going to blow the fuck up in your face? Like, so bad. Like, it actually made things a hell of a lot easier for me. Because now it's unequivocal. Now I know who to point fingers at. Now I know who to give names to, because I got officials and authorities and banks, and now I know where to point fingers, because you know what? Fuck it, right? Fuck it. I got a bitch with fucking fraud. She's just nasty. And that's what he runs with. Not my type. I don't hang out with girls like that. She stole from his own family, and he still fucks with that skank. That's okay. Whatever. You enjoy using her nasty little body for your little drug travels. Whatever the case may be for you, right, guys? Oh, my God. I swear to God, I need a crew to follow me all day, every day. Sleep, wake, I'm sure. It's never not going to be a fucking I swear, can it be boring? For one day, I would like my to have nothing going on. In fact, if Sammy hadn't have fucking said anything and would have left my show alone, this would have been a one day where I had no bad news, nothing coming in, nothing going out, no one angry for now, no one freaking out for now, pool is still intact. You haven't fucked that up completely. Thank the God. See, I used to do this shit for a living, and I fucking told him, we should get the fucking system shit. So now I'm having to hear, like, I will never hear the end of that. And I advised her against it all. I didn't like it. I didn't like it to begin with. I didn't agree with it. But, you know, they're adults, consenting, whatever. It was consensual. Her mistake. But I'm having to pay for this shit. You know what I mean? I gotta hear about that goddamn shit, and I advised against it. No! I even said, let me pay for the stuff to put in. It was cheap as hell. $300? I shit that. Fuck. That's like 1 ounce of weed. My God. Woo! $300. I fucking piss that out. Like, my God. You know how many $300 I've had? I could have just fucking fixed the damn thing and started all new. I could have bought whole new everything. But no, this guy had to thought, I can do this. Just don't say you can. I hate it when people say that they can and then they try. And it is not a good try. Like, when he asked me, can you help me do my breaks? Breaks is not something you fucking play with. You don't open them up. You don't fucking bother them. You don't deal with them at all unless you know what the fuck you're doing. So when he said, can you help me do my breaks? And he needs a whole, that whole truck, just the whole thing needs to be scrapped. But it is an amazing monster. I will say that truck, I don't know how it's kept itself together, but Dodge, y'all, that year, woo, 1996, that was a good year, y'all, keep it going. I don't even know how, if I would have told him, yeah, I can do that, and then fucking fucked with his brakes, he could have died. You guys, okay, so, like, I took breaks for ASE at college, like, 2 years ago, because I got tired of dudes fucking my car up and charging me money. I'm like, I'm not the only person going through this. I should just learn how to do this and help other people. See, where my thinking is, I should learn to do this so I can help someone else because they're going through this. What the fuck? I am just so different I guess then people like, oh, I want to do this so I can make money and be rich. Cool, being rich is great, but what are you doing? Anything productive? What? No. And that's why I'm going into what I'm going into now. And, Jane, because, yeah, I can build you a car. I can fucking do your brakes for you. But you know it's going to be way better because there's a bunch of other people that can do that too. It's going to be way more fulfilling for me to get your bad guy. And that bad guy is the guy that's your friend, your best friend, your boyfriend, your husband, your coworker, your everybody. The person you don't even know that decided to attack you. All with no voice. So, I'm your voice. I'm talking. And I'm mad. So, much like the car shit, I wish he hadn't said nothing. I appreciate that the TV he put up on the wall didn't fall off yet. Thank the gods. But everything else that he's mostly done, I mean, he's done some good work for my mom, don't get me wrong. That's why I got him the tablet, because you know, I thought he was doing good work. I never, because I'm stupid, we don't think about this. See, my family hails from Spain. His family comes from Guatemala. His grandma, from what I understand, she was a great woman. He said she put him in an oven. Anybody seen an oven in Guatemala? I didn't think about this, but when he was a kid, and we were a kid about around the same time, his oven wasn't that big, and he was a fat motherfucker. How the fuck was she putting him in an oven? Your dumb fat ass is just a piece of shit because you're a fucking piece of shit. Just say, I got daddy and mommy issues because, well, my dad wanted nothing to do with me because he's pretty much a whore, too. So, oh, wait, I forgot. I'm sorry. What she said is, your mom was a whore. And cheated on your dad. And that's why he didn't want to even take claim of you. How horrible is that? I had two parents who were married. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. Trust me, I'm a very messed up individual. But that's not why. I'm not blaming my parents' ways of telling me I'm a bad kid or punishing me to pick you up by the throat because you yelled at me because I won't stop trying to make you have sex with people you're not having sex with. It's just unreal to me. I am like sitting here drinking my wine on my big giant couch, and I'm not saying this to try and make anyone feel bad. I just have a couch because literally that's all I have left from my house is a couch because everything else is in storage. So I literally am staying in a room with Maddie, but the whole house we have catered to her. So everything is basically Matilda, 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 everything everywhere, and our bedroom for the most part. But you know, one day we will again have our own place, and the only reason we are not in our own place is because her dad couldn't not put his hands on me because he did something to my kid while I was at work, and I asked him, what happened to Matilda? Because she came to me, and I felt that energy, and you could feel it in the house. Something happened. She wasn't right. He used a phone that was already broken. Okay, I accidentally dropped it. We were looking at Pokemon. I accidentally dropped his phone because he wanted to pick up a piece of furniture that was in the trash. Yeah, people. He was walking with me from the bus stop, showing me his Pokemon. And I had his phone, and I put it in my purse, but he wanted to pick up a chair for gaming, I guess is what it was. And we picked it up, and the phone fell out of my purse. Oh, my God. He was so mad. I never heard the end of that. Well, he used that same phone to smash into my face. and he wouldn't let me leave my house. Now, this house is in my name. I got it with all my own money, my hard-earned dollars. My poor child's needs had to be met by someone else to get this home because I had to work so many jobs to get it. It is not easy being a single parent. And when you got dudes coming up in here trying to tell you who you're seeing, where you're seeing, who, where was I? Was it good? How much time did we have? Did we get COVID tests? Were they, did they quarantine for 14 days? Sex now and meeting up with people is just, there's too many provisos. And like he and I started seeing each other in January. But see, I think I came into this area in his life to where he had this whole thing going for himself, and I just, like, disrupted it. And I must have caught him by a whirlwind because he dropped, that hoe was so fucking pissed. She was so mad. Oh, my God, she gave it to me verbally as much as a heroin addict who misses her crack daddy would. Oh, boy, she was mad like a hoe who didn't want to get a job and actually had to pay her rent for once. Oh, boy, she was so mad. Let me tell you guys, never, never second-guess yourself. If you feel it, it's happening. Never let somebody come into your life, disrupt your shit, and then take it from underneath you, because we had to leave our home. And we got paid to do that by the state. And if I hadn't left her dad, they were going to take her from me. And I had to leave my home because they were afraid after he got out of jail, because inevitably he would be out, that he was going to come back and kill me. So I had to move to my mom's house. Do you know how horrible that is? Like, such a move, like, to have to put all of your stuff into storage just impromptu like that. I had to leave and move out of my home. And the state paid me to do it. I had to sign all these papers. I had to swear that I would never be with him again. And he tried to get me to get back with him and have another baby. Like, you want to fucking have another kid and you won't even help me take care of this one, but you want to try and make me have another one with you? Like, where... is anything not instinctively, I just want to put a baby in you? I don't know what is it with him, but that's how it always is with him. I thought we were going to have a son. Well, you weren't man enough to give me one the first time. But I'm glad you gave me Matilda, because yeah, she's going to be strong, and I'm raising a conscious, aware, and she's sinister as fuck already, and I'm so sorry, world. I did not make her that way. We did not have the best pregnancy. We did not have the best environment. We did not have support, especially from her dad. And turns out, when a man is fucking with you during your pregnancy and making your life horrible, he can actually cause your kid to be autistic. Yeah! And did you know that it's the men who carry that shit? Oh, and also, when they were looking into autism and studying it, they're mostly looking at male brains. So a lot of us females, up to our 30s, and I think I might even be one of those, we get missed, and they do something that's called mimicking. So, I don't know, I see a lot of older, some autistic things in myself that I think was probably missed, even though I had amazing doctors, and we had, my mom had like a ton of them signing my birth certificate, because I was supposed to be like a bad birth, dead, mutilated. They wanted her to abort me at 6 months. Then she just went against it because she was a DJ, and every time she put them headphones on her belly, I would kick. So my grandma told her, she's kicking, she wants to be alive. So thank you, Mom and Grandma, because I promise you that you did not do that in vain. And I will not go down easily, and I'm not going to raise my kids to be some weak little pathetic female that believes whatever a man tells her. And whatever he did to her, I'm going to make sure that we find out what he did, how to heal it, and how to keep that from ever happening to her again. And I don't want anything to be wrong. I don't want that for her because she loved her dad. I just wanted her dad to be her dad. Like, just be her dad. But I don't know what happened that day. I don't know what happened at that house. I don't know why he did what he did. And I don't know anything about how he could even do any of that stuff that he did in front of our daughter. And it's not the first time. And that's the problem, too. I allowed it. Not once. Not twice. I want to say three times. Now, most females that are in these types, they go back to their abuser up to 13 times. And that's if they survive after the seventh time. No, honey, no. We stopped after the third. After you try and kill me a third time, okay, we're done. You can't handle being a dad. That's it. Just move on. Just pay your child support. You don't want nothing to do with her. If you did, you would be showering her with gifts. Where are they? Where is the adoration for your daughter? Where are her gifts? Where are the door-to-door people who should be parading my home every day to tell your daughter how you love her and why you want to be there for her? No, I don't see any sort of support for my child from her dad, except for, you know, him trying to gang up on me with another dude who just so happens to be a moron and a felon who's an idiot. Oh, my God, who made me have to do shit. See, I'm lazy. I'm very lazy, you guys. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do this. And if you don't push me that day and piss me off further, you might get away with it. You might for that day, because I'm lazy as fuck. I already have a ton of shit I need to do. Like, I need my own assistant to keep up with shit, okay? It's just so much. It's a lot. It is a lot. And the show isn't even an inkling of a problem, and I love doing the show. I could just have the show on the entire day and just let this whole crazy world of mine play out for you like a story, because literally my life is literally like a book right now. I am in a really twisted drama, like, what? I didn't even have sex with anyone else this year. Really? All of this? In such a short amount of time? I couldn't even enjoy anything. I bought other people gifts this year. I didn't even have a decent phone because mine were getting dosed or broken into, or there was so much going on, I ended up destroying my own shit. And he watched me do it. And he let me do it. Because it was part of his plan. When you meet someone, challenge them to chess, even if you don't know how to play. Just feel them out. Make bad moves. See what they say. If they let you do it, might tell you something. Play them once or twice in a row. Get your bangs about you. Now take them on a journey with you and get drunk for one day. You think you can hang out drunk with the same person you played chess with that day? You never know. The conditions change. People change. Depending on the designs and what they're trying to do. I got called a manipulator. Okay, well, fine. I'm not the one trying to write other people as me, you fucking idiot. God. And the thing is I guess he counted on me never talking to Thomas again. Of course he would, because I just wouldn't. I would never talk to him again after this. He betted on that. But lucky for me, Thomas is still a thirsty-ass fucking white boy. So even though I tell him no sometimes, he'll be like, hey. So I'm glad he did this time, because he caught me in a good mood where I was like, okay, what's up? And he's like, well, I'm glad you actually said something. And then just divulged a lot of interesting details to me that kind of helped me wrap up my investigation, really. So, you know, I'm just here, sailing the seas, waiting for the stars to tell me what to do next. Who, what, where, why, and you know, idiot. This is why people call my show. They call me with the most important delicacies. Things that no one should, I would never, no, not saying anything against my parents. You guys are so trusting of me. I just would not be able to say, you know, tell someone this, or I need you to throw cards for this, not knowing me, of course. My bestie, she throws cards for me because I almost fucked myself this year. This last month, I almost was like, well, if I throw cards, I just need to read a book. Just take the book. Just read the damn book. Throw the cards. Look at the fucking book. Follow your intuition. Don't second, because we as tarot readers, and this is something that I've seen and heard in groups that I'm in, we do not like telling our own tarots because we can put our own feelings and stuff. So often we need our own tarot readers or we need a book. I don't even know if this show's still playing, but that's awesome because we went like way over. So yay, they'll probably charge me for it, but I don't care. Fuck. Fuck it. Is it not midnight? It's not even midnight yet. I should just, well, I already downloaded the show from today, so if I delete it, it'll give me more time to do more and divulge more on the show that did happen today. So many decisions. So many decisions. Should I just leave the show on and then see how long this goes? Yeah, I don't know what happens on Blog Talk if you go over your time, if they charge you extra. I don't know. I have no idea, but I pay $39 a month, and I get 1 hour a day, and it is not enough, because some days you guys will line up, like 20, 30 people will start lining up, and I'm like, I need more time, and I appreciate all of you coming in. It's really hard to be like, oh, first come, first serve, and I feel really bad about saying that, too. You know, people have, like, they're sending tips and stuff, and that's the only reason I put my email up on there anymore. You're not required, of course, if you've been listening to the show this long, you're not required to give me money to get readings, but money is always good. I will take money, but the private readings have been really amazing. Here soon, not only will we be getting our own booth, we are going to get 2 hours a day, and we're going to have our own booth at my old job. Now they have a new building that they're putting up there, and it's not far from my house, so it's like perfect. It's right down the road. I have so much baby stuff. I have so much stuff. I just have stuff, like lots of kid stuff, and I've put so much time and money into, like, her clothes and her shoes. And they're just sitting here. And my mom's like, oh, we can put them on the internet. The fuck, I have time. I'm looking at you right now and just doing this radio show. Like, right now, the whole time I've been doing my show, I've been cleaning because I'm holding the phone in my hand because now I'm having to do that because somebody killed my laptop. We will get to that. Don't worry, y'all are going to be in for a tasty, tasty fucking story as soon as I can actually talk about it more. I know I've been really slipping today, yesterday. I don't care anymore. We're getting so close. But honestly, fucking why does it matter? I literally, you're trying to make me a victim. It's not working, and everyone should know about it. Everyone should know. But here's the fucked up thing that you forgot. My mom knows everyone in this town. She knows the mayor. The mayor runs Lake Cares. The mayor's son is like besties with my brother. So, needless to say, I see you got a bunch of lids.
Yeah.
Are those pen lids? She's gathered all of the lids, all of them. But where's the pen part? Where's the back? Hello. Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, we're enjoying our little bit of a vacation because she's a week, 2 weeks ahead in school, actually. So I asked my mom today, she's like, just turn in stuff that looks like it wasn't turned in already that we missed because we're good. She's ahead. So we are enjoying our time. She's having a good time, mostly aside from the few fits because I asked her to pick up her toys, and it looked like a twister just came through this motherfucker. Yeah. I was on the phone for like 2 minutes with my other mother from another system. And it was like a few minutes, I was like, holy crap, I was not even here. So I've been cleaning while doing my show. And, you know, there's so much. And I get told all the time, and thank you for saying this, everybody, about the show being picked up and stuff like that, and that I'm probably going to make it big one day. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it would be cool to get more word out, to, like, do more, to vibrate more, to produce more. Not for more myself, but to put out more. I don't know. I'm, like, this not-taker person. I'm more of, like, a put out to get back shit. I don't know. It's weird. I just have this, I don't know what to call it. What is it, Maddie? What does mommy have? Frustration? Yeah, I know. There's a lot of that. Well, it could be hard being a girl navigating all this by yourself when you have thousands of things telling you why you shouldn't, why you aren't, why you're not good enough, and why this person doing shit to you is going to get away with it. What? No. No, no, no. No, no. So if my show gets picked up, which I do hope it does, I hope it's for good reasons, and I hope it does good things. I love what I do. I definitely love my show. I pour my heart and soul into everything that I do.
Hi.
I love you too.
Hello.
And my kid did the cutest thing today. And this is a huge, huge thing. She came up to me because I was singing my notes to myself for my test because I was going over my exam stuff. And I was singing it so I could try and remember it because it's stupid questions that I'm always missing because I think I'm just not seeing the letters right. I need to get my eyes checked. But anyhow, my daughter comes up to me and she kisses me on the cheek and she says, I love you. Clear as day, with feeling, with, you could see it, you could feel it, and I was just like, wow, thank you. And you are awesome, and you're doing a good job. And today, she said, I want milk. She's starting to say words and put them together in forms, and she's doing necesita, necesito, yo quiero, so, she's doing her Spanish and her English, and I'm even throwing some Nahango in there and some Hangul just because. She keeps the brain big and keeps us learning, and it's good to know other languages, right, baby? Being trilingualistic is trilingual. I mean, even Sammy will tell you. It's helpful. Now, if your Spanish is like his, what the fuck is that? What are you saying to me? Because my shit doesn't sound, look, or translate to what you're saying to me. What? I didn't realize how the differences, the slight differences. Like, I'm not from another country. I'm from here. So, it's weird. Now, I speak Spanish, but I haven't done it in years, and my dad actually forgot how to speak it because he didn't have anyone to speak it to anymore. And I remember hearing my dad, like, struggle, and my brother divulged to me a couple of months ago, or weeks ago, I want to say. Dad actually forgot how to speak Spanish, and that's why you would hear him stumble a lot. And if you don't use it, you lose it. But it is really helpful to learn other languages. It's very good for your brain. It's good for your brain. It's good for your soul. It's just you learn a lot. Like, I learned a lot about Japanese just trying to learn how to fucking say the shit. So much, like, the kana, how it was allowed to be written by women, how they had their own kana made up for them. It is just insane. The things that you just, like, can divulge into and dive into being in another person's, like, foreign language. There's so much. And those guys, oh, my God. By the time they're my daughter's age, they know over 1,000 characters and then some. What? No. So much, because each one of those characters change depending on what it's next to. What? Y'all are crazy. So I would say that definitely Japanese is one of my favorite. That and Cantonese, for sure. But we're doing our Espanol, but we're España. Not that Hispaniola crap. Not that it's crap, but I can't understand you. I got Mexicans trying to talk to me, and I'm like, this means this over here, so what? I'm like, no entiendo, man. No comprendo. I do not understand you. Speak Spanish, man, because whatever that is, I don't know. That's some alien gibberish. That's right, Maddie. Alien gibberish. Are you going to change into your pajamas now? You feel like changing into pajamas now? Yes? Yes? She's ignoring me now. I guess when pajamas are important, she'll put on pants. Right now, pajamas are not on her list. She is in another world. See, like, literally, I don't even know if my show has continued. I don't know if it's live anymore. Because it's just red. I don't know. It didn't say that it was over. And it looks like it's still on. I'm so getting charged for this. Whatever. I don't care. It's worth it. You fucked up my day. Mostly you tried. You failed. You tried. You failed. You're still failing, by the way. And like many before you, yeah. Complete and utter failure. It's so sad when someone's literally trying to do a character assassination, but literally not covering their tracks for their own bad character. It is just, the jokes write themselves. And when he was like, aren't you tired of being a victim? Are you tired of being victimized? I'm like, I guess you have to pay attention to the clown to get the joke, huh? Because I had no idea. Over my head. No, but thanks for telling me, because you're dumb. Doesn't help you at all in what you're trying to do. None of this did. Did you ever realize that no Hondas were ever at my house? Like, waiting for me to take me to a Walmart? Because that wasn't going to happen. I don't think I live in a country where I need a male escort to go to Walmart for two items. Let alone a male escort for any motherfucking reason. I didn't know that I needed to get into a Honda to go shopping when we have two vehicles. And also, I could walk to the store. Really, like, why am I getting into a Honda with two males I don't know to go to get two items? Okay. For my skin, by the way, I had to get face wash and, like, salicylic acid for my fucking shit on my face. because my damn machine was broken for a few weeks and I was working at Denny's, and all that shit stays in your skin. You guys, if you think you have great skin, do not get one of these things, or do, depending on what kind of sadomasochist you are. It was a good decision. I'm glad. The one that I had wasn't as strong as the one that my mom found. The one that she got me is, like, intense. This shit brings up acne that has been lying dormant under the dermis way deep down. And you know them under-the-skin ones that really hurt, and you keep touching it and keep touching it, and it just bulges, 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 and then you get this nasty scar? Them shit! Oh, my God, I couldn't clean my face properly. And it's not Denny's fault. Not Denny's fault at all. My Denny's over here, morning shift, best crew, and Sabrina's a really great manager. If y'all find yourself in Eustis, Lake County area in Florida, you need a job, Sabrina is the woe man to go to because she needs workers. Like, I had to leave her at a very bad time, and I hated doing it, and I felt terrible. But my whole home, with everything, was collapsing, and because we were being attacked from all sides. And it's really hard to kind of divulge to someone who really doesn't know that much, but you've been kind of like having to near here and there. What helped me was the fact that she always has my back. Anything I ever need, she will always be there. And I her. And that's why if you ever need a job, go to Denny's. Fucking Sabrina will give you a chance. Just do her right. She's a good person, and she deserves, like, everything in the world. She's worked really hard to get where she is, and she needs, like, a really great team to stay where she is. So if y'all need a job, come there, because I hop the shit, and they don't even stay open very long. We have the one 24-hour place right there. Come get your ass a job. If you can cook, come on down. You can't cook, come on down. We're going to teach you how to do it. Now, this Denny's over here, I will say, if you put yourself out there and you put your best foot in everything that you do, even if your life has drama in it and you do have to bring some of that to your work with you, God forbid, because I've had to. I had it literally coming into my store when they kept calling the police to my store to do a well check on me because I was suicidal all of a sudden. I'm like, I think my boss would be so mad if I killed myself. Because I'm like, you know, one of the rear head chefs. She needs me. So, yeah, no, I wasn't suicidal. Now, going through what I was going through and seeing that and what people are putting on the internet and saying about you and wanting to do to you, it'll make you just, like, want to not exist anymore. You will think about wanting to kill yourself. But don't worry. You'll live. It's just, you know, don't have internet. I will be the first one to tell you. The first video that I ever made, that we ever made money off of, is still out there to this day. In fact, Sammy is so obsessed with all these videos, he watches them all the time. But I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the me part, or is it because he's attracted to my husband? Like, what part of you watching another man with me, like, how? Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, but seeing all this stuff on the internet, this shit's going to be out there forever, dude. Like, you put something on the internet, it's going to be there until, well, that shit don't exist no more. I guarantee you, the very first video I made can still be found somewhere on some porn site for free because they got a hold of my shit. Because my husband's a piece of shit. Half that shit's mine, by the way. Next year, honey, I'm going to be coming for my property. It's going to be so great. In due time, dear. In due time.
Just like you, I too have been building my legacy, and, well, we've been married for a long time, dear. Alimony. Forever. So worth it. You know, all you have to do is be a good father and husband. That's another story for another day. Like, yo, my novel is going to be one that you don't want to put down. I want to put it down sometimes. I'm like, can I just not wake up and this be this? Like, can I have a boring fucking day? But I'm glad that I don't, because then I would just have this boring life, I guess. I don't know. I really don't find this exciting. I sit at home. I hardly am on Facebook anymore because, well, I don't have a reason to hackle at Trump supporters and you left-wingers are kind of writing your own jokes. So, and I really have had the same friends for years. And I just now started adding, like, just random people to my That's the Tea because, you know, more people to the page because I have to get 100 likes to do anything else with my page. Not that that shit matters to me anyway. I don't care about the revenue shit. I've fucking put my own money into this. And if that doesn't tell you anything about me, I don't know what listening to any of this will do for you. I'll tell you this, I'm going to leave one hell of a legacy, one hell of a fucking book, and my kids, they're all going to have some travesty, some tragic. Hopefully, one of them at least has some happiness in the end for her. Don't worry, Mommy's coming for you. I just have to wait until she's dead. Once she's out of the way, then I can make more moves and get closer to you. Her father's dead. At first I cried when I was told, but then it, like, went to laughter. It was bittersweet, but still sad to me. It still hurt because, well, what he did to me and his daughter and how he told her. I didn't want her. All these horrible things. She's in a boarding school. His mom gave up on her, the sister. And she's dying off. And they're leaving all of the money to his terrible, awful sister. Oh, my God. Now, Warren had his issues, but it was worse because his sister knew that his uncle and cousins were raping him, and she threw it in his face and would hang it over his head. Who would do something like that? If I found out, and as an older sibling, that my younger sibling was being hurt by someone in our family, and it wasn't their fault ever at all, not at any point. If anyone ever does this to you, it is not your fault, no matter what age you are, no matter where you are and you're hearing this. No, it wasn't your fault. It's not, you know, all this stuff, like, it carries with you, and it fucks you up, and it can either destroy you or make you a person. When I say make you a person, you're either going to be garbage or you're going to come out a nice, shiny rock. Well, I'm coming out a multifaceted, really intensely colored, opalescent, and I'm actually coming to terms that my birthstone is opal, and I've learned to kind of enjoy it and understand it and accept what it is. And I don't know why I felt such jealousy over other birthstones, because even my daughter has a ruby. Well, mine has all the colors of the rainbow. That so fits me. Everything to your design, the minute you're born, we have already picked all of that out for ourselves. We forget that when we come and we let this thing happen to us and it brings you down to this precipice that is molded and misused and abused and misled, ill-advised thing that's just traveling through space, hitting all kinds of junk and attracting whatevers. Well, I look at all these things, I look at my age now, I look at my daughter, and I'm like, God, 36 years, what is your life going to be like? Who is going to come in and try and destroy you and take your brilliance from you, take your life from you, take your color from you, take your happiness from you? Because that's what y'all do. You try. I don't know if you do it on purpose. What is it that drives you to do that? For me, I don't think about that stuff. I can't think about it. I can't understand it. I can't fathom it. I don't think about those things. That's not my nature. Now, can I be an evil person? Yes, I can be, but I need to be pushed to that point. I just don't start out doing bad stuff or start out with all these ill intentions and pretend. I fucking hate pretenders. That's the world. It's full of actors and actresses. Well, I'm a damn good actress. And let me tell you, there's one thing that I can always say remains the same about me. I'm fucking honest about my shit. If I slept around on you, I'm going to tell you, because I don't want to hear it. Fucking shut up. I would tell you, my God, and we had an agreement. And if I have to cheat on you, why am I with you? And also, who is it? How long can they do it for? How did they get my attention? Are they going to be able to even come on? Do you guys even think about that? I am a very sexually liberated woman. I am not going to just lay down for some guy to, thanks, wham, bam, what? No. Why? Who does that help? Not me. What girl wants that? Only stupid ones. Like Samantha. She's really dumb. Oh, boy, is she. And I just asked that bitch, please, you should just stand down, bro, because when I come for you, and you shouldn't say my name on that. I call for you, because when I call for you, yeah. And I don't even have to toot my own horn on this. Literally, I'm lazy. I'm the laziest opponent you could ever have. I am the laziest enemy. If you make me an enemy, I'm lazy as hell. Oh, my God, you got to push me. You got to push me to even want to bother with you. Because I'm so tired already, and I'm so already busy. I'm lazy. I don't want to do more than I need to. So, me, I can't see myself going off with another guy and trying to do what? Who has time for that? Who's making up for all these times? Who's watching my kid? Where did we go? Do they know what my name is? Like, what is going on in your mind when you think this stuff? Like, you think that women just are mailboxes where you can just shove an envelope in there? No. I don't know what girl is like that. I'm definitely not. If you don't, you have to meet requirements to get into my pants. It's not just because you have a penis and showed up. I'm sorry. Despite what you may believe, guys, you showing up and having a penis does not make me want to walk down the freaking driveway with my mouth open, waiting for them to flop into my... No. No. Exactly. I'd rather be happy. They ended my episode. Wow. Let's see how long that went.
Oh, they ended my episode. And it wouldn't even tell me like a man. It still has me on there. You couldn't tell me that you were ending my episode like a man.